Yes, sister. Okay, Brother Chichoke from Norway. God bless you, sir. My question is on the fifth seal, yes? Which talks about the souls under the altar. Is it futuristic or has it been fulfilled? Does it have to do with the Old Testament saints, or was it the 6 million Jews that were murdered by Hitler? In my course of study, I found out that some believe the fifth seal to be the Jews who will be killed during the last 3.5 years, while others said it's the Old Testament sent, while others said it was the Jews murdered. Can you throw more light on it, sir? The fifth seal, they are the Jews that were murdered. The fifth seal was fulfilled during the period of Hitler. Those 6 million Jews that were murdered, they were murdered simply because they were Jews. They are the ones that are under that altar, crying for revenge, for vengeance. And that scripture said that they should remain there for a season until their fellow brethren that should be killed like them come to. Can we read it? Revelation chapter 6. Verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And when will they be killed? They will be killed during the tribulation period, in the second half of Daniel's last 1 week, 70th week. So they are the Jews under the altar. They are the Jews that were killed during the Hitler period. God bless you. Yes, sister.
Praise the Lord, Church. I want to know, is it good for a baby to take communion?
A baby? What type of baby?
6 months old baby.
No, what meaning is it to her? You are not to help somebody to take communion. The person is supposed to take communion by himself, confessing that it is for my sake. The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary. I am eating this bread in remembrance of the body that was bruised for my iniquity. I am taking the blood of the new covenant. So that baby, just as that baby cannot be baptized, water baptism, that baby cannot also take communion. God bless you. Next person.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So I have some questions to ask.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
God bless you from Côte d'Ivoire.
Yeah, shalom, church. My name is Blessing. I'm coming from Ivory Coast.
You're on air.
Hello?
Hello?
I know somebody cannot lie against Holy Spirit. My house, there is a boy that used to come to my house. Then one time my husband told me to serve the food to him. I served the food, I wanted to carry the food and give to the boy. Then my spirit was telling me that I should pray over the food. Then I pray over the food with the water that our pastor blessed in our house. I drop it into that food. And I said, God, if this boy is coming in my house with evil, Father, expose him. Immediately, I dropped the food to go and bring the water for the boy to drink. The boy just take one spoon of rice, a spoon, and drop the spoon and run away from my house. I just entered into the parlor and asked my husband, what is the boy? He said, the boy has left. Maybe the food is not good. I said, no, the food is good. He said, I should serve that with the same food to him. When I serve the food to my husband, my husband, this food is good. But why did you go and reject the food? Then I enter inside my house, inside my room. Then I remember that I pray. Say, God, if this one is coming in my house, with people, it's supposed. But what I'm telling my husband, he said, he cannot believe it. He said, it's demon that's inside me. And even when I tell people, some people doesn't believe it. But I say, Bible says, you should not lie against Holy Spirit. Please, Daddy, enlighten me. I don't understand because I'm confused. How can God speak to me something and I ask that thing? And it happened immediately. People are saying that it's lying. That what I'm saying is lying. What I'm saying is truth.
Sister, bless you from Cote d'Ivoire. I don't hear him. Anybody hear him? You heard it? Okay. You heard it from the IT department.
Church, praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
The woman said there's a boy that used to come to her house, and then she told God that if the boy was coming for evil, that she was going to use the chill water that we bless here to cook. So when the boy should eat the food, if he was coming for evil, that God should expose him. So she cooked the food, she served the boy, and then she went inside to get water for him to drink. And when he took a spoon from the food, he left the food and ran away. So when she came out, she didn't see him anymore, and she asked the husband. The husband said he had run away. So the husband said she should bring the food to her. She should bring the food to him. Let him eat and see if the food is good, because he was saying maybe the food wasn't good. That was why the man left it. So when he ate, he discovered the food was good. So she went to the room and discovered and remembered that she had made a prayer point. So when she told her husband, the husband said no, that it's an evil spirit in her. And when she tells people, they also say that it's an evil spirit in her. They don't believe her. So she's saying that, but it was the Holy Spirit that ministered to her to do that. And that she knows that the Holy Spirit does not lie. So now, why are people disbelieving her? Is it that the Holy Spirit has lied or something like that? That's her question.
Okay. Thank you very much, sister. Hallelujah. Sister, blessing from Cote d'Ivoire. More grace upon you. Sister, blessing, more grace upon you. May that grace increase 10 times in Jesus' name. Anybody you suspect, you know, trust. Thank God to give you a sign. Amen. Use that water, use it again. You are not possessed with evil spirits. It is God's own way of exposing your enemies around you. Hallelujah. People who are carnal, they will not understand you. You don't even have to share it with people. Your husband is too carnal to understand a sign like that. You know, it's a spiritual thing. So, thank you. You have not committed anything. You are not possessed by an evil spirit. You are possessed by the Holy Ghost. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Okay, God bless you. Who is speaking? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another caller.
Okay,
from Ghana, Chika. Yes, you're on air.
Yeah, my question. Should I continue?
You're on air. Go ahead.
My question goes like this. I worship in a church where a woman is the pastor. And for some time now, I've been battling to leave the church. And the issue is that I got a revelation that I should go for water baptism. So I don't know. Should I still go on with the baptism in that church, or I should look for another church? But the problem is, we hardly get a good church here where men are pastors. So I'm confused.
Which part of Germany are you?
Germany.
Which part of Germany are you?
Frankfurt.
But you can travel
Frankfurt, Germany.
You can travel to München to be baptized. Can you travel to München to be baptized?
Okay, I should go to München.
Yes, there is a pastor there in München.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, if you can, and send, text us your phone number. We will give you his phone number, and I'm sure he's even watching us right now in München, and then he will baptize you over there in Germany. God bless you. Okay, God bless you. Yes.
Okay, sir, I have questions to ask. The first one is this. 1 John chapter 3 verse 9 said, whosoever is born of God do not commit sin. Why? Because the seed of God remaineth in him. So my question is this. Why is it that those being born of God, they still commit sin? Then the second one is this. What is sonship? And we know that Israelites is a nation unto God, a physical nation unto God, and we are the spiritual nation unto God. Then my question is this. Where are we coming from? Where are we? And where are we headed to?
I don't understand you. Your first question. The Bible says, he that is born of God does not commit sin. And your question is, why are born again Christians committing sin? You have to understand the context of that verse. He that is born of God does not commit sin. That is, he that is born of God does not dwell in sin. Does not have pleasure in sin. Why? Because the seed of God that got him born again, according to Peter, we are born again by the incorruptible seed of the word. If it is the word of God you had that got you born again, that word in you checks you. So that if you want to go off, that word, that seed remain in you, it checks you from committing sin. That is why we can easily come out of our sin and then repent. So a true seed of God will not swim, enjoy sin. That is what that scripture means. What's your second question?
What is sonship?
What do you mean by sonship? Sonship is the person who gave Papa. Too loud. Yes. What is sonship? Sonship is relationship with somebody who gave Papa. So what's your question?
Okay, sir. Another question is this. Bible made us understand that the law was given to Moses to take the people of Israelites from Egypt to Egypt.
No, but are you going further in that question of sonship?
Sir, you've answered it the way you...
No, are you satisfied with the answer?
I'm okay.
Okay, but because you asked where we're coming from. I'm coming from Newe. Where am I now? Are they for Lagos?
No, the question I'm asking is this. As in pertaining to the program of God on earth now. To the program of God on earth now. That is why I'm asking.
The program of God on earth now.
In the spiritual realm, where are we?
The program of God on earth now. You are talking about the divine agenda from the Garden of Eden when man fell. You want to know where we are now?
Yes, sir, that is the program of
earth. We are now in between the 69th week and the 70th week of that divine agenda that was given to Daniel in Daniel chapter 9. The gap. After 69 weeks, according to the revelation given to him, the Messiah cuts off because they rejected him. The gospel turned to the Gentiles before the last 1 week, 7 years will be fulfilled. Between 69th week and the 70th week is the seven church ages. And we are now in the seventh church age. And after the seventh church age, we are waiting to go in the rapture. Then the gospel will go back to Israel to finish the last 7 years. So where we are now is the end of the seventh church age. Fulfilling Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, and that mystery is the salvation of the Gentiles. The process will be rounding up, and it will round up with the rapture. So that is where we are now in the divine agenda. We're expecting the rapture anytime from now.
Okay, so finally, the Bible made us understand in John that the law was given to Moses to take the people of Israelites from Egypt to the promised land. Now Jesus Christ came. So I want to ask, how many gospels did Jesus Christ came on earth with for the perfection of the saints?
How many gospels?
Yes.
It's only one gospel.
Okay, sir. But in John chapter 1 verse 17, Bible said that the law was given to Moses, while grace and the truth was given to Jesus Christ. So I want you to throw more light on that.
I should throw more light. Which light again?
The grace and the truth.
Is it not? That's the message. Are you not partaking of the grace now through Jesus Christ?
No, sir. You say it's only one gospel. So, but there said grace and the truth.
I don't understand what the problem is. Jesus Christ came with a message of grace, which is the new covenant that nullifies the old covenant. And that covenant is based, is grace, but it's based on truth. For he is the spirit of truth, because there is a spirit of error. And so I don't understand. Maybe there's something else you are talking about. I don't understand. That's all I know. It's a ministry of reconciliation. That's the ministry he has given us. The gospel is good news. And what is the good news? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That is the good news. That whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the good news. That is the gospel. Amen. Yes, sister.
Shalom, sir. So my question is, so you've answered the question through the first question.
Hello?
You asked. But my...
Is on air.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello? Okay, good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
God bless you.
I'm Chid, Brother Chid. I'm calling from Germany. I have a question. Hello, it's Brother Chid. I'm calling from Germany. Sir, okay. So I like you, your way, the way you are preaching to the word of God to the people in Nigeria over there. I have a question, and that is from 2 Timothy 3. From first, there it says, you must face the fact, the first age of this world is to be the time of trouble. Men will love nothing but money, self, and they will be arrogant, boastful, and abusive, with no respect for parents. So, no gratitude. If you go down here, you will see that what is coming is the end time. Then, why do people pray that things will get better? Does it mean to disprove God's word said that we come, or should God have mercy upon us and drop all those things? Because the way we see things, all these things are happening to show that it's the end time. That's one question. Another question is, in the same Timothy 3, verse 12, it says the deacon should be husband of only one wife. Does it mean that other church members should have two wives? Because he says that the deacons should be only members of only one wife, said by Paul. God bless you.
Brother, I thank you for your patience.
God will give you life.
What is your first question? Your first question again.
Okay, the first question is, it's a Timothy 3. It says, at the last day, men shall be lovers of money. But in the last day, says the fact, final edge of it was to be a time of trouble. Men will love nothing but money and self. They will be arrogant, boastful, and abusive, with no respect for parents, no gratitude. So if you go down here, you will actually see this is the end time, and those things are coming on. So if we are praying that things, people pray that things will get better, does it mean that God will, through His mercy, forgive us, not sending these hard times upon us? Or does it mean that to disprove what God said, that we come at the end time, when we say things will get better?
Okay, I think I agree with you. Things will never get better anyway. I agree with you. Where you are quoting, I think, the 1 Timothy chapter 4, 2 Timothy chapter 4, yes, okay, 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And then he added there, from such, you should do what? Turn away. It is a condition of the end time. And no prayer will change it. What the Bible tells us to do is to look up. Your redemption is near. And please, I've always said something. No part of the Bible is written to unbelievers. The whole epistles the Apostle Paul wrote, he was writing them to believers. So when he said in the latter times, this will be the identification of what will happen, he's telling you what will happen among believers. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. If anybody is looking at, you know, what is happening in Christendom, critically, if you ever have a picture of what a true church should look like, or what the church of Jesus Christ should look like, then you will understand how decadent the Christian church has descended into. Now there is no difference between social clubs and church. There's no difference. Do you know that there is a denomination? Let me not call the name of the church now. I feel Colamo. It's Redeemed. You should know them. You should know them. Because why should I be ashamed of saying it when they put poster? They've announced it. It's not a secret thing. I understand there is European football. The final is which day? It's today. This night, Abby? That is this Saturday. Okay, Saturday. Can I tell you something? I didn't even know they have any competition. Me. I didn't even know that there is something European Football Championship that is going on. I didn't even know. But some people now, there are signboards. There is a church, the Redeemed branch in Ikeja, that put a signboard. Somebody called from Abuja also, they have their own, another Redeemed, telling you that they should come to the church as a venue to watch the football match. And they put a poster. Now see the way they put it, that we should not be yoked together with unbelievers. So don't go to viewing centers and sit down with unbelievers. Come to the church among believers to watch UEFA football in a church. Now, I have also seen that MFM Football Club is going international. I saw a new flash, a news flash. How, I don't know whether it is the one club in Port Harcourt or somewhere like that. That I think Sharks of Port Harcourt versus MFM Football Club. Nigerian Premier Church, get her team. Don't you see that churches celebrate St. Valentine more than unbelievers outside? Have you not seen that churches now bring comedians to the altar to make people laugh? Ah! False prophets are lying. God's truth they are denying. That Jesus the Christ is the Lord. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, we walk, we are the apostles of God. Hallelujah! The day of redemption is there. Men have a feeling for fear. Be filled with a spirit, your love sweet and fair. Oh, look up, your redemption is near. Look up, your redemption is near. Praise the Lord. In this, the closing day of time, what joy that glorious hope affords, that soon, oh wondrous truth of life, he shall reign in the kings and Lord of life. It's coming soon, he's coming. He's falling soon. We joy, we welcome his returning. It may be more, it may be nice or new. We know he's coming soon. Living below in this merciful world, happy, a comfort and a warmth. Traveling alone to face temptation, so oh, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Where could I go? Oh, seeking a refuge for my soul.
Neighbors are kind. Neighbors are kind. I love them, everyone.
Oh, yes.
We get along in Singapore.
Oh, yes.
But when my soul needs manna from above, needing a friend to help me in the end.
Hallelujah.
Where could I go but to the Lord?
There is a land beyond the river.
that we call us sweet forever, and we only reach that shore by pedigree.
One by one,
one by one, we gain the promise there to dwell with the immortal. When the ring, the glory fell for you and me.
Hallelujah!
Come to hear the bells are ringing. Come to hear the angels singing. Is that glory? Hallelujah!
To me,
hey! In the far off sea forever, let me know the sign.
Hey,
when the ring, the golden bells are ringing.
Hey, don't you hear?
Don't you hear the bells are ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? Is that glory? Hallelujah!
Jubilee!
In the far off sea forever, don't me on the side of the when the ring, the glory bells for you and me.
This world is not my home.
I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels pray for me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel a this world anymore.
Everybody now.
All I didn't know, I am no friend like you. If heaven is up my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels wait for me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
I'm on my way
to the glory land. I'm on my way. Glory,
if you won't go,
if you won't
tell your neighbor, tell your neighbor, tell your neighbor,
don't hinder me.
If you won't go, don't hinder me.
If you won't go, don't hinder me. If you won't go,
Festus,
don't hinder me.
No,
I'm on my way. Praise the Lord to the glory land.
Do you know? There is another fellowship in heaven.
I know there is another fellowship in heaven.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Sit down. We shall soon have that fellowship in heaven. Come, my time don't.